Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey folks, how's it going? Dave the Drummer here, your awesome host for Suwama Station, Episode 3. We are the official podcast of All Japan Worldwide Fan Group. We want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a fan. Thank you for listening in and helping, letting us help you get educated and caught up and get you aware with what's going on with All Japan right now. Actually, this episode is going to detail August, and so we're going to go and discuss all the match results. We're going to discuss little news items that have been going on throughout the month. We're going to talk about the Atsushi Aoki special, the memorial show that happened on the 15th. We're going to also bring back one of our more beloved one of our favorite sections is Did You Know Wrestling. That's going to be awesome. And then we're going to finish off with doing the plugs and giving thanks to all the folks that help us get this information over to you, the fans. So let's get right to it. So August, we still had the Wednesday special shows going on. The Wednesday specials is usually when we would have comedy matches. We would have something brand new to kind of tide folks over while new content is sort of limited in terms of, you know, how often they can put things out. In terms of doing events, it's kind of limited due to COVID complications, but they did their best. And so at this point, they are still doing the Wednesday special. And on the Wednesday of the August 5th, we had Francesco Akita going up against Black Menzore in a first generation superhuman investigation match. Again, a comedy match. It was Menzore kind of doing his usual shtick, which is just trying to get a leg up on somebody, get a win somehow. And he thought he could pull a fast one on our friend Akita. And he, being Akita, managed to get the win over Black Menzore in a little under 3 minutes. On the 13th of August, All Japan created the Battle Archive. AJPW.TV, along with Gaara and YouTube, came together to have a collection of matches from Gaara Sports Library. And so they have created this battle archive that is available through YouTube and through AJPW.TV, so you can check out some matches from the last 20 years of All Japan. Very different time period, very different time than what we're seeing now, or even what folks are really kind of seem to gravitate to, which is the 70s, 80s, 90s of All Japan, and with good reason, obviously, some killer stuff there. But the first match that they uploaded in respect to the great Atsushi Aoki was the Junior Tag Battle of Glory 2014 finals of Yoshinobu Kanemaru, who is now freelancing over in New Japan with Suzuki-gun. He teamed up with Ultimo Dragon, who had just not too long before then had arrived into All Japan. They went up against Sato and Aoki representing Evolution in a fantastic match. So if you ever get a chance, you really got to watch it. It's probably some of Aoki and Sato's best work as a tag team, but they are in there with some really seasoned pros who can really turn it on. Kanemaru, even to this day, is still a pretty reliable wrestler, but back then he still had a lot of fire back in him. And Ultimo, of course, his appeal to All Japan is still pretty strong. He hadn't been around too long at that point, but a great match. So we move on to the 15th, which was a very emotional event, a very special event. It was the Atsushi Aoki Memorial AA Forever Show. It was at a Kurikan Hall, and it was available on AJPW.TV as soon as, I think, the day after the event had happened, or maybe earlier that day. Anyways, the card had a couple of special guests in this, and so I will try my best to kind of help highlights, but for this, I thought it would be really good to kind of go over the entire card. So, we had at the beginning of the card with we had Kumarashi and Hokuto Omori, who had just become a member of Enfant Terrible. They go and they win up against the Aoyagi brothers, Yuma and Atsuki, when Omori gets the win over Atsuki in a little under 7 minutes. Their teammates in Enfant Terrible, Shotaro Shino and Yusuke Kodama, got a win over Yoshitatsu and Yusuke Okada when Oshino used a T-bone suplex on Okada, showing the fans why he is considered to be the master suplex. Now, this is not the first time Tatsu and Okada team up. It had kind of been teased, but now winds up becoming an official thing in August, is that Yoshitatsu has himself a brand new stable called Yoshitatsu Kingdom. Yusuke Okada is a member, as well as Seigo Tachibana. That winds up being sort of a new venture out for Yoshitatsu, whereas he had primarily been working with other wrestlers and tag teams and working with Kento as sort of a satellite member of NextStream. Now Yoshitatsu has his own stable. Moving on, Ultimo Dragon and Tajiri. We get Ultimo in special guest form over here on this card. They get the win over Francesco Akita and Rising Hayato when Ultimo uses a La Magistra on Hayato in 8:42. Now Akita and Hayato are members of Kento's Adventure, the super group of just really talented young guys. And we see that we have the world of the potential, the world in their hands. Akita and Hayato, they're both really good, very young, very fresh talent that are looking to really make waves in wrestling the world over. But not on that day. Atsushi Aoki Memorial Match, we have Hikaru Sato, who, of course, grew to be very close with the departed Atsushi Aoki as his teammate in Evolution for a couple of years. They really kind of grew close with each other. Hikaru Sato teams up with Takuya Wada. Now, Takuya Wada and Atsushi Aoki have a history going back, in that they're both members, I believe, of the same wrestling team. And so they've known each other for some time, and they obviously kept in touch, and they have a very close correspondence up until the unfortunate accident. And Wada had shown up to do some dates last year in respect for the loss of Aoki. They go up against Kagetora and Gosumaru. Gosumaru is from an independent promotion in Japan, and I will not try to make up that I know where he is from, but I do know that he works in different promotions, and he's not exactly somebody we see working in All Japan. They go up, they team up Kagetora and Gosumaru. Now, Kagetora and Gosumaru also as well have a history with Aoki. All of these wrestlers have a history with Aoki, mostly related to training in the past and rolling around with these guys on the wrestling mat. It's no news that Aoki was a very friendly, warm, affable type of person who very much just liked he liked his job and he loved wrestling, and so he was the type of person that I'm sure the camaraderie was not very easy to to work towards as, you know, all these wrestlers come together to pay tribute to a person that definitely touched them and their lives. We move on to the next match, which is a 8-man tag. We saw Takao Omori, the returning Osamu Nishimura, the Nish, as I like to call him, Koji Iwamoto, and Black Menzode. They go up against a returning Jun Akiyama, Masanobu Fuchi, Dan Tamura, and a returning Sushi as well. Now, this is Akiyama's first match back since beating Dan Tamura on his way out, seemingly to just go head out to work DDT in a limited fashion, but DDT have really begun to put him into heavy rotation, if you will. And so while it's not entirely official out there, I would put some pretty solid money that Akiyama is to be a solid linchpin for DDT. And this is the last match that Akiyama is booked in for All Japan for the foreseeable future. So take from that as you will. I place my bet. You don't necessarily need to place yours, but you know, I'd put some money on that. So the All Asian Tag Team titles. We saw Zeus and Izanagi. Izanagi picking up a couple of wins, building up steam for this challenge for the All Asian Tag titles. The All Asian Tag Team titles, oldest title in wrestling right now, in Japan especially. But the champions, Yankee Two Pistols, Asami Kodaka from Basada and Yuko Miyamoto, I was surprised they get the win. Izanagi manages to roll up Kodaka and get the win the All-Asian tag belts. They become the 110th champions, with Yankee Two Pistols failing in their fourth defense. In the main event, the Atsushi Aoki Memorial Match, another Atsushi Aoki Memorial Match, Suwama Shuji Ishikawa and Shigehiro Irie, they go up against Kento, Jake Lee, and Yuji Okabayashi, who is from BJW, his just phenomenal wrestler, if you're not familiar with his work, Irie as well. The former team with Suwama Shuji Ishikawa have lots of experience, lots of time spent with Aoki in his last and the last few years of his career, really bonding, and you know there's lots of pictures of them hanging out and just having a good time, and you know, it's really touching stuff. And so you know, it was a fantastic match. I definitely would recommend you go out and watch it. But the Suwama picks up the win over Kento, reaffirming that he's got Kento's number, at least right here, right now. And, you know, at first I thought maybe Suwama was going to drop the fall on this, or maybe EDA, but Suwama getting the pin on Miyahara, to me, kind of begins this. Kento is not really looking towards the Triple Crown right now, which is probably the best thing for him. I know a lot of folks probably going to disagree with me, but I truly feel keeping Kento away from the main event scene, keeping him away from the Triple Crown, keeping him from the top of the singles division right now is probably the best thing for him, to keep it fresh. So when it's time to bring him back towards that, the novelty isn't worn away. So I think they did the right move by having Suwama win back over in March, stopping Kento's momentum. Just kills it. So, moving on, the 19th, there was a special discussion uploaded onto AJPW.TV with Shuji Ishikawa, and there was a cooking segment with the Aoyagi brothers, as well as Black Menzode making an appearance. Battle Library uploaded Suwama versus Hiroshi Hase from 2004. Now, this is a huge match in terms of All Japan's history, and we talk about the last 20 years. Now, Suwama is arguably the gatekeeper to All Japan's past right now, in terms of being a top-tier singles wrestler who has been around and has been dominant for, you know, again, almost, he's on his 16th year right now. But Suwama, in his very first match against his mentor, the gentleman who scouted him to come over to All Japan and help train him, Hiroshi Hase. This is a fantastic match, and you can see a lot of potential in Suwama in his first match in, it's a real delight. I watched this back in the day. I really recommend you go out of your way to check this one out. Suwama versus Hiroshi Hase. It's a fantastic match. Now, this next big event, this has become a very big piece of conversation with a lot of wrestling fans over the last, ever since this was announced, the last couple of months, last couple of weeks, really, is the formation of a new wrestling group called Gleet. Now, Gleet is backed by Ledet, who is formerly the owner of NOAH, the whole thing. They are now a partial sponsor to NOAH. And so they are still working with NOAH on a more limited scale, but they are still around and working with them. This group is fronted by Kaz Hayashi, Kiyoshi Tamura, Nozawa, and Riki Choshu. All of these men, with exception to Tamura, have a history of working with All Japan. And for Hayashi, Nozawa, they are parts of the Wrestle One kind of contingent. Nozawa breaking away sooner than Hayashi, but they're still, you know, ultimately still pretty good friends. But most importantly is Tamura and Choshu. Now, these are two very conflicting personalities, two very different schools of thought and pro wrestling, but I don't think they're going to be interacting a whole lot. You know, Tamura is, you know, there for the credibility and trying to lean towards a shoot, sort of a UWF, U-style sort of credibility. We have a big star, you know, to have that. And then Choshu was doing his Power Hall shows, believe his year and year before last. And Ledet was helping to sponsor those shows to get Choshu to sort of be in a more favorable position with them down the road when something like this would happen. So this group, they are formed and they do not bring out a card. They just mention that their first two stars are Takanori Ito and the former Pegaso Illuminati, who is now going by the name Soma Watanabe, took off his mask. Now later on in a couple of weeks, they're going to announce a card and they're going to talk about the talent that they're going to be working with in and out of the group that we just mentioned. We were going to talk about that in the next episode. We go in depth with that. We have a big discussion, myself and our new upcoming co-host, Matt Sarpaikon from the Chair Shot. We're going to talk a great deal about Gleet and the presence looming of what that means to pro wrestling in Japan. Is Gleet's arrival, Gleet's, you know, formation and starting has definitely caused some rumblings, but we won't really know anything until they start getting active and doing their thing. Moving on to the 23rd at Ecos Agio, we had going to go over these cards. Well, there's not a lot of shows, full-on shows that were going on this month. Next month is the carnival, and so obviously it's a bit more, you know, the pace is going to get picked up. But let's go ahead and go through the card. Now, something that we wanted to bring up of note is that there is a new foreigner to working into All Japan and doing little spots, opening in here and there. And his name is Bailan Aki. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. If I did a little bit of homework on him, and I think I did, this gentleman is from India and has been working with Gato Move and Choco Pro and a couple of other different promotions that are, I believe you can watch some of them on Nico Pro. And so if you're a big fan of, independent promotions, and they're don't get me wrong, I dig... I would, if I was in Japan, I would be trying trying hard to go and check out all those cool little indie shows. I would love to do that. Would love, love, love to do it. But there's so many of them. There's only so much time in the day. You can't really go and scope them all out. But if you try, then my heart goes out with you. So Francesco Akita gets the win over Bailan Aki with the F in about 8.5 minutes. Kumarashi, Hokuto Omori, Yusuke Kodama, they get the win over Yoshitatsu Yusuke Okada and Ryuji Hishikata, who is making his return to All Japan after being away for some time. I'm really happy that he's starting to work All Japan again. He's a wonderful wrestler, former World Junior Heavyweight Champion. He's done quite a bit in All Japan. He's been around ultimately since just about the time of the Noah Exodus in 2000. He's good, really good worker. A lot of fun to watch, but Arashi gets the win over Okada with the diving senton in a little under 11 and a half minutes. Jin's, Jake Lee, and Koji Iwamoto get the win over Takao Mori and Black Menzore when Iwamoto uses the Japanese leg roll clutch hold on Black Menzore. The EWA Intercontinental title is something that Udomaro has been trying to go to Jiri to defend against Udomaro, so Udomaro could possibly get that belt away from his former mentor in Tajiri. So we had a skirmish, a EWA Intercontinental title skirmish with Purple Haze's Zeus, Izanagi, and Udomaro getting a win over the Aoyagi brothers, Yuma and Atsuki teaming up with Tajiri when Udomaro uses a low altitude DDT on Atsuki in 11:42. Shotaro Ishino gets a win over Hikaru Sato with the ankle lock in a little over 12 and a half minutes. In another title skirmish match, we had Evolution's leader and Triple Crown heavyweight champion, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, my man Suwama, teaming up with his BFFF Shuji Ishikawa, one half of the World Tag Team Champion, the Double Cup Tag Team Championship. They team up with the new rookie for Evolution, which is Dan Tamura. They go up against Kento, Jido, and Rising Hayato, that super group, the Kento's Adventure group I had been talking about earlier. And Evolution gets the win when Tamura pins Hayato with the powerbomb in a little under 20 minutes. This is a fun one to watch. I would definitely go out of my way to check this one out. It's definitely telling that Tamura and Hayato can hang in the main event and look like they are, well, obviously they're the low man on the totem pole in the match, but they did not look out of place. I have high expectations for both of those young men, so it's real fun to watch them kind of develop as time goes on, because they're both really good wrestlers. They've only got up to go. They only have the sky's the limit, you know, really. So another big thing of note is that after this show, around the time of sometime after the show, Dyuki Honda, who was a Wrestle One trainee, graduated. He approached Takao Mori about becoming an All Japan trainee. This was a big deal, as Omori was himself a rather large trainee for All Japan, and Honda is about 5'11", 6 foot. He's arguably one of the first heavyweight prospects that All Japan has had come through their gates in a while. And so Honda's tryout was filmed and held within a short amount of time after that. It was uploaded to AJPW.TV, and he's definitely qualified to become a member of the dojo. It was something that I feel it was done for formality, and so it is now Honda who is in the dojo. He's the young boy now. The other rookies essentially have sort of they may be at the bottom of the totem pole, but they've kind of left being at the very bottom. And that's, I can essentially, where they have Honda right now. But I think Honda has a bright future for himself. And he will definitely be somebody to keep your eye on in the future. So the 26th saw the Wednesday special, the Black Menzore discussion, very similar to Shuji Ishikawa's the week before, as well as spending time in the kitchen with our pal Francesco Akita. Just want to give him a shout out. Say, what's up, man? Hope everything's going good over there. Not too long after, the Battle Archive received the 2011 Real World Tag League Final. This is arguably one of the funnest tag Real World Tag League finals in the early 2010s that I would really recommend. Sanada and Soya are just, they're so on, right, on that match. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be back in just a second. This is Dave the Drummer. I am the host of Suama Station. We will be right back. Moving on to the 30th, we had another show at Cook and Hall on the 30th, also uploaded to AJPW.TV. That is what you want to do to go and check out All Japan when you're watching it, when you're streaming it online. You want to watch All Japan, you want to grab yourself a subscription to AJPW.TV. In the opener, we have from Kento's Adventure, the supergroup, Francesco Akita and Rising Hayato get a big win over the Aoyagi brothers in the opener, 7-16. Akira using the F on Atsuki to get the win. We had Lands In wrestlers working with Evolution member Hikaru Sato, Dioji Sai, and Daimon Iji So. They teamed up going up against Yoshitatsu Kingdom of Yoshitatsu, Yusuke Okada, and guest starring Mr. Carvel Ito, the awesome sponsor of All Japan in mask form. It would be Dioji Sai who would use the Akagawa Bridge on Okada in 7 minutes for the win. Shotaro Ishino, Kumarashi, Hokuto Omori, Koji Doi of Infants Terrible, they get a big win over Takao Mori, The Nish, Masanobu Fuchi, and Black Menzore when Doi pins Black Menzore with the lariat in 8 minutes, 5 seconds. Koji Doi is a welcome addition to All Japan. They've been needing, you know, some more thick boys, and this is the definite great get for All Japan. Infants Terribles had been teasing for the past few weeks before this that there was going to be a new member or another member of the group that they were going to bring in on the 30th, and it wound up being Doi. This is big for the group. You know, Doi is a really talented guy. He's primarily known for his tag team work with Arashi, Kumarashi over in Wrestle 1, but this is definitely something that is a big development that'll kind of, you know, roll down later as we see Doi is going to start being a thorn in another big singles wrestler's side in All Japan. We'll talk about that next month. We go to the fourth match on the card, which is Jake Lee and Fuminori Abe of Basada. They just won the BJW Tag Team Championship along with Takuya Nomura. They are affectionately known as Astronauts. They get a big win over the All Asian Tag Team Champions when you have Jake Lee use an arm lock on Zeus to get the tap out on 11:07. Big win for Jin right there. Nice to see Abe return to All Japan. In the EAW Intercontinental title match, Tajiri gets the win over his former pupil, Utamaro, in a little over 5 minutes with the buzzsaw kick. It is the fourth defense of the EWA Intercontinental title that Tajiri currently holds from Europe. We saw the All Japan World Junior Heavyweight title be defended. Koji Iwamoto, in his first defense of the title of this current reign of his, he gets the win over a youngster, Don Tamuda of Evolution, in a little under 13 minutes with the Koko no Gajitsu, the awesome judo throw that pretty much knocks the sail out of the winds out of the sail of any wrestler that basically gets that thing thrown on him. Iwamoto's done it to a couple of heavyweights too. So, I mean, this guy can definitely throw very, very well. But Iwamoto gets the win, gets to retain the title here. The World Tag Team title match, which closed out the night when the main event saw Suwama and Shuji Ishikawa defend the World Tag Team / Double Cup Tag Team Championships against Kento Miyahara, the Supernova, along with his pal in Kento Adventure, Jito Ikemon Kuroshio. It would be Runaway Giants getting the win at 27-38, the last ride, Suwama getting the pin over Jito. It was their fourth title defense. Now, a big special shout out to Striga, to all the folks at Puto Love, all the folks at Cage Match that help with all this information that we have on hand to be able to talk in depth about all this All Japan goodness. We want to say thank you so much to them, and we'll drop them one more plug as we get to the end of the show. We were recording on the 23rd when we heard about Road Warrior Animal's passing, and so we want to send a shout out to the memory, say, you know, our respects to the Laurinaitis family, and we want to say we will miss Road Warrior Animal. Definitely one of the more legendary tag team wrestlers of all time, arguably one of, if not the greatest tag teams of all time. We will talk about Animal's memory a bit more in the next episode, but to kind of give you a little bit of a segue into our next segment, Did You Know Wrestling, we kind of wanted to give a couple of facts on Road Warrior Animal and his time in All Japan. So the Road Warriors entered into All Japan in 85. They were the AWA World Tag Team Champions. Immediately as they get into Japan, they make a huge impact. They're super over with the Japanese fans. It's like a scene just like they would get back home in the States. They were truly one of the biggest draws in tag team wrestling history, if arguably not the biggest. Got to be up there. But Road Warrior Animal, along with Road Warrior Hawk, would have tremendous success in All Japan, and they would keep appearing from 85 to 89 to All Japan. Now, because of some issues between Hawk and Animal, more so I would say that Hawk was healthy enough to be able to go out on his own and do his thing with Kintsugi Sasaki as Power Warrior. Of course, Hawk was able to do that and continue his work in New Japan, but Animal, having to heal up, kind of left the team, basically the phone was off the hook. And, you know, the Road Warriors, it took some time to get them back together to working on a regular basis together as a team. Together, as I mentioned, Road Warrior Hawk working in New Japan along with Power Warriors as the Hellraisers. And later on down the road, we will see Animal and Hawk in 99 return to All Japan for the Giant Baba Memorial Show along with Animal's brother Johnny Ace. Kind of crazy to think that they're related. They don't very much look alike, but, you know, I can relate to that myself personally. So, yeah, all Animal, very big a piece to the puzzle of Gaijin tag team, dominant, very successful, very over with the Japanese crowd. The Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, transcend time and space because they're a tag team unlike anything that will ever come. And that came before them. And so we'll talk more about Animal and All Japan on the next episode. But let's get over to a returning segment of the show. Did you know wrestling? Did you know that All Japan had a small tour of Taiwan back in 1986? It was a four-date tour that saw them wrestle in Kaohsiung for 2 days on the 14th and 15th, and 2 days at Taichung on the 16th and the 17th. This is years before Kijimoto would bring All Japan to Taiwan in the 2000s. Did you know wrestling? Did you know that Giant Baba not only made his debut in America, he spent nearly the first 2 years of his career operating primarily out of NWA territories. Not only that, Giant Baba challenged for his first NWA World Heavyweight Championship within 7 months of his debut. Baba's first match in JWA, the Japanese Pro Wrestling Association, in Japan would be against the future Gorilla Monsoon, Gina Morella, in May of 1963. Did you know wrestling? Did you know that Masahiro Chono, for a very, very brief time, was assigned All Japan wrestler? Chono, who had been spending a lot of time away from New Japan, had finally cut ties with the company in 2011. His best pal, Kijimoto, was still with enough political clout in All Japan at the time to get Chono a contract, which he was contracted for a single year. Chono, in 2013, did entirely tag match work while he was signed with the company. This would not last long, as Muto in mid-2013 would leave to form Wrestle One. Chono would retire the following year. That does it for this installment of Did You Know Wrestling. Thank you for joining us. We finally get to the end of the episode, and we want to say our big shout-outs to all the folks that help us and get us to you, the listeners. So let's start off with, again, Striga and all the folks that work at Puro Love and Cage Match. They do a lot of work with database, with updating all the information, filling in holes that they don't necessarily have, but keep working at it. And we cannot thank them enough. We want to make it perfectly clear that while we do some of our own research, translating through different sites, All Japan's, and through various sources and Twitter ourselves, and also getting help from folks like Patrick, as well as Kampa, and, you know, awesome folks that are on Twitter that are also doing the same thing. We want to say thank you to everybody out there who's just trying to get the information into the fans' hands. You know, we're working all together in this awesome ecology to get the news translated, get the information translated, and then, you know, into the hands of the English or the international community. We want to say without them, this show becomes infinitely harder. So big shout out to them. Thank them for that. We want to give a shout out to our new partners over at the Cage Match. We want to say a big shout out to, I'm sorry, not Cage Match. We want to send a big, well, obviously we love Cage Match too, but cagematch.net, go and check them out. Pudoresu.com, that's where you want to go and check out both of those sites. We want to say a big shout out to the Chair Shot Radio Network and the chairshot.com, all the folks that are involved with them. We want to say thank you to Ben. We want to say thank you to Andrew Balas, and say thank you to Matt Sarpraikon, who will be joining me starting next month in the new episode. It's going to be very different experience. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had any co-hosts in a while. It's been a little while. I think Matt said it's been about 2 years, I think. So it'll be nice to kind of have somebody join me on the teamwork on that. And speaking of the next episode, I want to say that we were going to be talking about the carnival. We're going to be talking about September's events. We're going to be talking more about Gleet. Myself and Matt are going to have a discussion towards the end of the episode and talk about how much Gleet can really change things in the environment as far as Japanese pro wrestling. We're also going to talk a bit more about Road Warrior Animal and his passing on into the non-physical existence. He's Stardust, just like we're all gonna be. So we are super happy to announce that we are on Spotify now. We are also on, obviously, we're on our YouTube account, and we're going to keep spreading our wings to be able to get onto more social media, to get more folks listening in. And we have a couple of awesome interviews that we are in the midst of getting finalized as far as dates are concerned. And as soon as we have those dates locked down and we have the recordings done, we will announce those interviews and we will be sharing them with you when they are ready. We want to make sure that they are awesome, their quality, and their stuff that ultimately folks are going to want to listen to. And so having said that, we want to say please make sure that you're following us on social media, on Twitter at AJPW Worldwide. We want to say make sure that you're a part of the Facebook group. Make sure to find us, All Japan Worldwide Fan Group, on the Facebook groups. We want to make sure that you're looking at us through the YouTube. You're looking through AJPW Worldwide Fan Group, Suwama Station. You're looking for Suwama Station over at the Chair Shot. We want to also make sure that you're getting at to the English commentary, which by the time when this comes out should be set up on our Podomatic channel, which will have the entire Champions Carnival for 2020 should be uploaded by the weekend coming up. And so we're really hoping you folks are going to enjoy that and really dig into the carnival with English commentary. And that does it for us. We really hope that you folks are enjoying the podcast, you're enjoying the English commentary, and we are very happy to bring this stuff to you and get you informed, get you into All Japan Pro Wrestling. This is Dave the Drummer saying Blue Justice. See you next month, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.